Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Friday, May 29th, 2015. And on today's podcast, we're going to discuss the President of the United States, President Obama, and his views on certain things, on the Islamic State, on Iran, on Israel, and on his relationship with Jews in general. We don't have to speculate on what those things are, folks, because he tells us very clearly in an interview with Mr. Jeffrey Goldberg, interview published in The Atlantic, May 21st, 2015. I wondered myself sometimes why so many Jews support President Obama, given his problems with Israel and so forth. Why do they support him? Mr. Goldberg asked a question about that early in the interview. He says, quote, "The majority of American Jews want to support the Iran deal, but a lot of people are anxiety-ridden about this, as I am." So he makes an assumption. The majority of American Jews want to support the deal. That's his assumption. Question, is this accurate? And if so, why? Why do so many Jews want to support him? Later in the interview, Mr. Goldberg states that he once labeled President Obama, quote, "the first Jewish president." Well, that's a new one on me, but there it is, the first Jewish president, because of all the Jewish mentors he had had in his life. Later in the interview, Mr. Obama denies there's any diversity of attitudes about him in the American Jewish community. They all support him, he says. Quote, "I consistently received overwhelming majority support from the Jewish community, and even after all the publicity around the recent differences that I've had with Prime Minister Netanyahu, the majority of Jewish American community still supports me and supports me strongly." That's what President Obama says about his relationship with Jews. As for Iran, Mr. Obama acknowledged that it's on him. His responsibility, he says. He said that in 20 years, if Iran has a nuclear weapon, quote, "it's my name on this." So Iran's nuclear weapon has his name on it if it happens. He recognizes that his legacy will be forever linked to the deal and tarnished if it fails. Well, we've got that going for us, folks. If he provokes a Middle East nuclear war, we know that he has acknowledged that it's on him. But this is a man who is pretty sure of himself. He recognizes flaws in the deal, but he plows right ahead anyway. He's sensitive to the fear that Iran will use the money released from sanctions to supply terrorists. He's sensitive to it, but it doesn't really worry him. He insists that some money will go to, quote, "the military," but he doesn't see terrorist organizations being made stronger by it. The release of more than $100 billion to Iran. Throughout the interview, the president portrays himself as a great friend to the Jews and to Israel. He admires the ideals of their founding, he says. Israel has to live up to the ideals of its founding. That's why he holds them to a higher standard than other countries. He wants them to live up to their founding. But he seems oblivious to the dangers facing Israel from threats all around them, dangers which are undoubtedly made worse, at least from the release of sanctions money, made worse from his actions perhaps, but from the release of sanctions money. Hezbollah is Iran's proxy, for example, and operates in Lebanon along Israel's northern border. According to the New York Times, Hezbollah has already moved its infrastructure into Shiite villages for protection. They have 100,000-plus rockets, including some with 1,000-pound warheads, ballistic missiles capable of reaching all of Israel, advanced anti-ship cruise missiles, anti-aircraft missiles, and drone technology, all embedded in the villages and homes along Israel's northern border. The New York Times says that they observed this on satellite photos, that Hezbollah has done this to make it very difficult for Israel to attack their rocket launchers. Israel will have to apply overwhelming force to defeat all these rockets. Early in the war, and that will result in a lot of civilian casualties and a lot of international condemnation for Israel. So it gets difficult. As the Mideast arms race goes nuclear, it's not hard to see how the coming region-wide war could go nuclear as well. The president doesn't seem that concerned, however, about that. He believes his deal will keep nuclear weapons out of Iranian hands, at least for a while. And in an effort to calm Arab fears, he has apparently promised the Arab allies that the U.S. will protect them. He says he does not want Saudi Arabia to develop a nuclear infrastructure. Quote, their covert, presumably, pursuit of a nuclear program would greatly strain the relationship they've got with the United States, end quote. So in order to make this Iranian deal, to make it feasible, to make the Arabs accept it, apparently the United States has signed off on protecting the rest of the Middle East from Iran. At what point the U.S. might join in the Middle East conflict, who knows? The coalition fighting the Houthis, the United States doesn't seem interested in joining there, but it does seem interested in ignoring Iranian efforts against Saudi Arabia and Iraq. He doesn't think we're losing, he says. We're not losing, despite the fact that Ramadi and Palmyra, just tactical setbacks, he says. We're not really losing. He also said that the Iraqis have to be willing to fight for the security of their own country. Quote, we cannot do that for them. We cannot fight for their security. What about the argument that it has nothing to do with Iraq, but the Islamic State must be stopped, it must be destroyed? That's a whole other argument that he doesn't address. An interesting development in Iraq is the Iranians using Shiite militias. The Iranians using Shiite militias to fight the Islamic State. The militias apparently fight harder than the regular Iraqi army. The Iranians say that's because they have, quote, religious fervor. They have faith that drives them. In summary, folks, the president very self-confident in the way he's handling the Middle East. Jews love him despite his problems with Israel. We have nothing to worry about with this Iranian deal because economic conditions will not allow the Iranians to violate this deal. And the Arabs have nothing to worry about, but because the United States has their back, the United States will protect them from Iranian aggression. These are all things we can be sure of. We are not losing Iraq, despite the fact that the Islamic State is rolling up one city after another. Yeah, those are just tactical setbacks. The Iranian deal will make it better and safer in the Middle East. The Arabs should be happy with that. Finally, folks, they play their games, don't they? This time the games could be with nuclear weapons. Let's hope it doesn't blow up in our faces, folks. At least that's the way it seems to me. Till next time, this is Darrell Castle. Thanks for listening.